Hello, my name is Jerry Durham, and I want to welcome you to my podcast, What's Best for the Patient is Best for the Business. This podcast was put together for you, the healthcare practice owner, wants to achieve success in your healthcare practice and turn this practice, this clinic, into a business. So if you want growth and scalability that drives financial performance, all three of those don't always come together. But if you want that, then you've come to the right place. I'm here to help you be most successful in your healthcare practice and turn it into a business. Cheers. Thanks for coming. All right. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Jerry Durham, and we are starting the countdown series. I'm excited about this. Someone gave me this idea, and really, the next five episodes are going to be 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 countdown. What I like is the first 4, 5, 4, 3, 2 are basically problems we deal with, right? Problems we deal with in our business, problems we deal with trying to turn potential new patients into people who arrive, pay, and stay. And when I put the first four together, I realized, wait, these are four problems. And so number one, the last episode will be a solution and basically wrap up the first four. So the countdown series, and this is number five, right? Because we're counting down, and it's five ways to make sure new patients don't arrive for their first visit. Let me tell you this. What's very important, and the reason people don't arrive for their first visit, is we don't make it about them. And I'm going to tell you the five reasons and the five ways we don't make it about them when they first contact us, when we first contact them. Maybe it's a Facebook ad, maybe it's a person calling in, maybe it's a website form. It's one of those things. But there are five things we miss out on. And the more we miss out of those five, the increased likelihood of them not arriving for their first visit. And number one is we don't acknowledge enough. We don't acknowledge them. We don't acknowledge their name. And we don't acknowledge why they are calling us today, the reason for connecting with us. So the number one reason why people don't arrive for their first visit is because we forget to acknowledge. All right. The number two reason why people don't arrive for their first visits is because we don't address their problem. And by problem, I mean their goals, their desired outcomes. Again, their reason for the call today. Acknowledging them is like someone saying, I have low back pain, right? Okay, Jerry, I hear you have low back pain, using their name. You know, repeating things back and showing we're listening is acknowledgement. This number two is we don't acknowledge, or we don't talk about, we don't get the definition of their problem they are trying to solve. Low back pain is not a problem to be solved. The result of the low back pain is what we need to get to. I can't go to the gym because of pain, and I wake up every morning and for 30 minutes I have pain. That is the problem to be solved. So the number two reason that people don't arrive on their first visit, because they don't understand how we can help them with their problem, because we never ask them about their problem, right? A diagnosis is not the problem to be solved, my friends. Number three, the number three reason why people are likely not to show up for their first visit is because we don't get their expectations. This is huge. All of these are huge, but this is huge. Expectations correlate with outcomes. If I expect something from you and you deliver it, then we're all happy. Trust is being built, and likely the outcome I desire is going to be achieved. So we must get their expectations, right? So if we don't get their expectations on this first point of contact, their likelihood of arriving for their first visit decreases. So far we have, right? Number five is we don't acknowledge them. Number four is we don't get their problem to be solved. Number three is we don't get their expectations. By the way, positive and negative. What do you expect from us? What have you done in the past? These are all expectations. The number two reason, right, for increased likelihood of them not arriving for their first visit is they don't know they are seeing an expert. This is baffling to me, the number of secret callers I've done. And again, on your website, on a web forum, and a Facebook ad, they must know they are seeing an expert. It's proven in the research, people want an expert. So number five is we don't acknowledge. Number four is we don't define their problem to be solved. We don't ask them. We don't have a conversation around them. Number three is we don't find out their expectations around how they think we can help them, what they've done in the past to help them. Number two is we don't let them know we have the expert that can help them. And number one, and by number one, it's these are all, right? Basically, I just put them in order. So it's 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And this isn't the most important because they're all equally important. The number one reason here, in, or the last reason here, is we don't set up an expectation around what they are going to get for their time, money, and energy. Time, money, energy, all three of those by arriving on the date that we scheduled them for. So if I set someone up at 10:30 on Friday, they need to know, right, why they should arrive at 10:30 on Friday. And it is a cascade of all these things I just told you about. So we must bundle that up and tell them what they will get for their time, money, and energy on Friday at 10:30, right? So those are the five reasons or five ways to make sure that someone will not arrive for their first visit. Leave any of those off. Leave a combination of those off. I do secret callers. Most calls, leave 3, 4, 5 of those off. Nobody covers all of them. So again, the increased likelihood of a no-show cancel on the first visit is because we didn't collect one of those five things. We didn't acknowledge them. We didn't get their problem to be solved. We didn't get their expectations. We didn't make sure they know they were going to see an expert. And we didn't let them know what they were going to get for their time, money, and energy on their first visit. All right, cool. Thank you. I want this to be simple and easy. I want you to take this back to the clinic today and see if this is happening on your first phone call. Next episode, right, will be four things. Thanks for coming. Thank you for listening today to the podcast. Here's what I want you to do next. If you want to stay in touch or want more information on the doing of all this, then I highly recommend, and I really want you to go over to my YouTube page, Jerry Durham PT, JerryDurham. There is just so much content, videos added weekly, if not daily, and you will be able to bury yourself and immerse yourself into this content and learn all you need to know to start implementing some of the things we talked about today. Second thing I want you to do is just jump in feet first over at my Facebook group, What's Best for the Patient is Best for Business. Daily interactions, right? I'll be there. You can have discussions with other people. You can ask me questions. I post there frequently, post videos. I share information there. So it's a place to stay up to date and be very interactive with other people who have the same goals and mindset that you do and want to create this business, this healthcare practice that will scale and grow and give you financial performance. Cheers, all.
Thanks for listening to another episode of What's Best for the Patient is Best for Business with Jerry Durham. This episode is brought to you by Strata PT. Strata PT is a single EMR platform and revenue cycle management service for physical, occupational, and speech therapy practices that helps you achieve a 99.99% reimbursement rate. If you'd like to learn more about Strata PT and see how our EMR and RCM works, head over to stratapt.com to book a demo.